Okay, some of you have been asking how you set up your iRig stream, as you can see in here. I got mine from Guitar Center. It costs $120. As you already know, iRig has different ones ranging from a variety of price points, but the person in the store recommended this one. So, really quickly, I'm gonna show you. So, all right, I had it for a minute. So in the box, you're gonna get the interface, right? What you're not gonna get in this box is going to be the RCA to RCA cables, okay? So what you would do is when you're ready to stream is that you will plug the gray into the white, the red into the red. With this other end of the RCA cables, you're going to plug it into the back of your controller. So I have the DDJ Flex 4, find it on your controller. So I plug it back here. The next thing is, in the box, you're going to get a different, three different adapters. I don't know where my other one is. So you see this port here. So you're going to get one, all of them have this in, but for my phone particularly, I think I have like the iPhone 15. I have the adapter piece that also is connected to the USB-C. This part would go into your phone, okay? The other one is if you have the older iPhone, so you will plug that bottom piece into it and then the top into your phone. And the other one is just this adapter piece with a USB port. I guess you will plug it into your computer or whatnot. So I'm going to, no, this is the one I use, sorry. Plug this into the top of my phone. This is going to go into my phone. So for the other portion, I'm gonna have to do a voiceover, so hold on. Okay, so now that my iRig stream is plugged into my phone, you can see on the interface you have a blue light. That means the volume setting is low. Green means okay, red means high. So you'll adjust it to how loud you want the viewers to hear the music. So when I go ahead and I press the play button on my controller and you hear the sound, you can see that blue light is on because it's playing at a low volume. I turn it up. It goes to green, okay. Now if you turn it, continue turning it, and then all the way up to high, and you turn it up on your controller as well, you'll get that red light. Please be careful with doing so, because I had some songs hit the high part before, and then my iRig stream took a minute or two to recalibrate, and I was unable to stream, or I was recording videos and it had no sound. When you turn your controller over to the side, you do have a headphone port. I personally just use the headphone port that's associated or connected to my controller to hear what you guys are hearing. All in all, it's pretty good. Hope this video was